This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Traditional color schemes for baby boys' and girls' clothing go heavy on the blue and pink, respectively. There is still plenty of that out there in stores, but more and more young parents prefer to buy unisex fashions for their kids. Kate Sweeney reports from Atlanta on how companies are responding to increasing change in the children's clothing market.
Genevieve Levitt wheels a shopping cart loaded with groceries outside a Midtown grocery store. Her infant son, Dexter, takes it all in from his baby carrier in brightly dressed style.
He's wearing a green long sleeve onesie and white and gray striped pants that were my daughter's. You can see they have like a little lace around the edge.
Dexter's kicky red moccasins also came from his big sis, but these hand-me-downs aren't just about thrift. The Levitts make a concerted effort to dress both their children in clothing that's gender neutral.
Well, it's actually something I think like a tremendous amount about. I definitely like shop in both sections for both kids.
She's part of a small but growing trend of parents looking for kids' clothes that don't announce their genders with ruffles or footballs. And retailers are starting to take note.
These bibs here, the whole animal print idea is definitely something that's a hip and trendy thing.
Sarah Moore is giving me the lowdown on the hippest looks for babies and toddlers. She's a sales assistant with the baby clothing brand Bumpkins, showcasing their wares at a recent trade show. The line recently did a total rebrand, downplaying the old pink and blue in favor of these unisex prints. Other companies that have gotten the memo include The Gap with its new gender-neutral kids line from Ellen DeGeneres and a number of small startup brands with names like Princess Awesome. And who's dictating all this pre-K chic?
Millennials in general, we're just trying to target them.
Sherry Moskowitz is a sales manager for Bumpkins. The fashion industry has recently been blurring gender lines in clothes for young adults, and now
they are the ones having babies. They're the ones dictating the trends and demanding us to change our ways. It resonates with the parents, and they love it, and they wear it, so then they're going to dress their little accessory in it.
She says it's all about making your child fit stylishly into your world. For Genevieve Levitt, back at the grocery store, it's about her kids' world, too.
I want them to grow up knowing, like, they're accepted whatever their preferences are.
Whether that means pink for boys, blue for girls, or none of the above. In Atlanta, I'm Kate Sweeney for Marketplace.